Let me remind you that we are going to need to evacuate the room as soon as we finish up here, but I would encourage you all to stay for just a couple of minutes. I'm not going to take long. Let me start out by saying that, as Lynn said, I'm the Deputy Director for the Division of STD Prevention. I'm privileged to be able to present the award for the Jack Spencer Award this year for a few reasons. One, Jack is a very, very close friend of me and my family for the better part of 3.5 decades. And Jack has also been a very close mentor for me and my in my career for the past 20 years. Another reason why it's exciting to be able to do this part of my job is I get to read about a lot of very innovative and very impactful activities that happen across the field of STD prevention. I only wish that we had time to be able to go through all of the ones that I read about for this year's award cycle. Let me just go ahead and get started by telling you a little bit. The award was established in 2000, and you can read as well as I can, but this is probably the best explanation of the award. It's given to honor individuals for a career of exceptional contributions to excellence in sexually transmitted disease prevention, characterized by outstanding commitment to science-based programs, continuous innovation, and profound commitment to helping people. That's something that is very, very important, especially as we move into the future. Now, as you can tell, some of the past recipients of this award, beginning with Jack, they all showed this vision, leadership, commitment to science and innovation, as well as programmatic activity that's born by those things. Now, before I tell you who the award winner is this year, let me tell you a little bit about this year's cycle. This year's cycle was actually very unprecedented for a number of reasons. One, we received more nominations than we ever have since the award was established. The diversity of contributions was incredibly wide. There were and deep. The number of things, the contributions to STD prevention that were brought to the review committee were breathtaking. Not just breathtaking, but awe-inspiring. This year, the competition was particularly tough since we did have so many. And the quality of the nominations were so strong. The unprecedented nature of that brings me to one other thing that might be a surprise to just about everyone in the room. While we had a lot of competition, we had very close competition as well. In fact, we only had two awards that rose over and above the rest of the awards. And the review committee decided that it was important for us to recognize both of the nominees. So we have, for the first time ever, two recipients for the Jack Spencer Award this year. Let me tell you a little bit about the recipients this year in a combined sort of way. The contributions that they've made to the area of STD prevention as well as to public health in general, they have a combined experience in STD prevention and public health of 73 years. One 36, the other 37. It's hard to believe when they're both only about 24 years old. They both have played very important roles in the evolution of our field, and a couple of those things are things related to they have both been incredibly involved in the National Coalition of STD Directors, and I think whenever you see their photos in just a moment, you will all be very happy to see these two are going to be recognized. They both currently function as the director of their respective states' STD prevention programs. Both have been instrumental in moving and sometimes provoking national STD prevention policies across the nation. In fact, both of them are what I would say are groundbreakers in forging partnerships that are, if not unconventional, absolutely ahead of their time, well before it was vogue to really seek out those partnerships. They both have vision, commitment, leadership in their ability to effectively partner with all these internal and external partners to further our field. So that's pretty much where the similarities end. They both have very different backgrounds. In fact, one began as a VD investigator in the field a number of years ago, and the other one began as a chemist. Is anyone getting any ideas yet? Okay. One is has a very, and I'm speaking from personal experience as well, one has a very laid-back way of getting things done, very collaborative, the other one is very collaborative as well, but their way of working has been likened to working next to a hurricane. Lots of activity, still focused, but lots of activity, lots of great ideas, but it's always for the purpose, the primary purpose of moving STD prevention forward. So I'd like to say that both of these folks are not only colleagues, but they're also all of our friends. So without further ado, this year's Jack Spencer Award winners are Charlie Raven and Gail Boland. So could I have Gail and Charlie come up, please?
Now we're supposed to say a couple words, and Charlie's making me go first. Well, I'm never one for few words, so I first of all have to say I'm incredibly humbled and honored by this award, and I have to say I don't really feel like I stand here without all the great staff and colleagues that I've had over the years, and I could spend an hour listing everybody. So I just want to say thank you guys in California, all my senior management, everybody's here. I have to start with thanking San Francisco, Wendy Wolf, everyone who's worked with me has had to put up with me, Charlotte Kent, Bob Cohn, Paul Gibson, who, if you don't know, I entered the field, was hired by a crazy person. We won't mention his name, but when I applied for the job as director of STD in San Francisco in 87, actually, are you 36 or how many years are you? He hired me. I had zero publications in STDs. I'd never seen a case of syphilis, and I didn't know what I was doing. It was my first job. So I have to thank him. I have to thank all my NCSD members and board members. I've learned so much from NCSD. My PTC colleagues, I have to say you do so much with so little funding. And a special shout out to Jeannie Marazzo. I also have to thank our IPP in Region 9. I've worked with Pat Blackman forever. She's, I think, the best IPP coordinator in the nation. I have to thank my STD colleagues. I've been viewed as their critical friend. I'm sure that the project officers who have to work with me hide under the table and they say, who's going to take California? But thank you, Tracy Hardy, for taking me back. I also want to thank John Douglas. I met him very early on in the field. He's been a great collaborator, a great mind, and I was trying to add up the number of questions you've asked me over the last 20 years. And then lastly, a few little tidbits. You know, when Charlie keeps saying, NBB, it's never been better. I have to thank Julie Schachter. I did come into this field with no experience. I didn't know a soul. And he was a wonderful collaborator at UCSF. He was a critic. He was a mentor. He was a guide. And I always enjoyed working with him because I felt like he was trying to ask the most important questions that would help us programmatically. And sometimes you don't always find people in the research field that think that way. I also have to thank Jonathan Mann. I don't know how many people of you knew Jonathan Mann, certainly a leader in the field of HIV, but he was a former state epidemiologist in New Mexico. I was sent out on a Group C strep outbreak by CDC, and he said to me, why do you want to work at CDC? All the action's at the local level. Don't you know you can't even come into a state without being invited as a CDC employee? I'd never thought about working locally. So if it hadn't been for Jonathan Mann, I wouldn't be standing here today. And lastly, I do have to thank my husband for putting up with me for all these years. And he was the one that said when we moved to California, I am not going back to CDC because I refuse to wear a uniform. So we are staying in California and you need to find a job. So if that hadn't happened as well, I wouldn't be here today. But thank you guys. It's all of you and I'm really proud.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the nominating committee for this prestigious award. I have to thank my staff who put up with me and put up with the constant questioning, and they're the ones that really inspire me. And I really want to dedicate this award to all of you out in the field. We are so blessed to work in this field where we can make a difference in people's lives and we can improve the world to make it a better place. So I know we need to vacate the place, but the work that we're doing, I'm so excited now. You know, people talk about the good old days. The good old days are now and in the future. There's so much possibility and so much energy in this room and the conference and the people that are here and back home doing the work. So I'm more encouraged now than when I first started 36 or 37 years ago. So thank you very much.